taking nominations early, I believe. But you are right. I did forget that. We are having our elections in the next meeting, so feel free to join in. All the current officers are nominated, but we are seeking other nominations for before the election. So Rich can correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure that's going to be what's going on. And I thank you, Mike, for bringing that up. The other contact, which I believe was WB9YPA, I'm not sure. Go ahead. This is AC9HO Net Control.
Yep. Yeah, if Ryan has any questions on that QMX, I'm not sure which one he's building. If he's building the QMX Plus or the QMX. But I have built a QMX, and it did work when I finished it. So if he has any questions, the main tough part of that, I think the most difficult part is getting the one toroid adjusted for the proper inductances, so that you get the proper or get good enough sensitivity on all of the bands. So just wanted to throw that out there for Ryan. This is WB9YPA, back to net control.
Okay, Mike, thank you for that. Ryan, do you have anything for Mike?
This is KD9WXK. Thanks for that comment there. I watched a couple of videos of some people who have built it on YouTube and talking about it, and I have worked on some bigger projects. My wife has even built some on her own. They weren't ham radio specifically, but just bigger kit projects and stuff to play around with. So I don't anticipate any real issues. And I have raptoroids before, so I'm hoping that a little bit of experience I've had with that. You know, like I said, detail-oriented, making sure that you get, you know, the magnet wire cleaned well before you do any soldering stuff, and make sure you got the right wraps and all that. And I'm sure it'll be just fine, because I've heard that it's got really good instructions and things with it too. But I will definitely keep you guys posted. I'm anticipating it'll probably take, you know, with the antenna, the QMX, and the dummy load, I'm sure it'll take like a couple weeks to kind of, you know, work our way through those. And I know that people I'm helping, they've built a dummy load before, a rather simple one. So this will give them a lot of good soldering practice, and it should be a lot of fun. Back to net control, KD9WXK.